If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Big win on the road for the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen setting a career mark for rushing TDs by a QB as they shut down the Steelers 26-7 yesterday in some good action on the field, including this one to, hey, look who's back, Keon Coleman.
Allen fires into the end zone to Keon Coleman for the one-yard touchdown reception.
Yeah, finding ways to win was the theme.
Got to continue to find ways to win football games. And, you know, we feel like the four losses that we've had, you know, a big part of that has been turnovers. And, again, just making sure that we're better in that and understanding when we can protect the ball and move the ball and not hurt ourselves, you know, we can be a really, really good team.
Find a way to win, Coach, after the game.
Once we got through the turnovers in the first half, you really saw the fruits of their labor. We were driving the ball in the first half against a good defense, and yet then we were shooting ourselves in the foot with a couple false start penalties and then losing the ball. So that was really the message at halftime more than anything, is to take care of the ball and make sure we're executing the way we know how to execute.
Cam Hayward, Josh Allen had some words on the field. There's a little chatter. There's a little face-to-face, a little discussion.
I love the competitiveness out of this game. You know, he's such a great player. You know, sometimes you need fire like that to get you going.
That wasn't the tone from Cam. Totally different tone in the locker room. That's
if he's on top of you, how are you going to get yourself up? You knee him up?
Yeah, no, I don't. Dude.
Gosh.
Hey, whatever it takes, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just football. You don't usually hear that in the locker room, like spilling those secrets from the field, I guess, or talking about that. Usually that stuff is just taken care of next time we meet up, something like that. So, I don't know. Interesting. Last night, final overtime. It was the Broncos over the Commanders, 27-26 last night. So, yeah, close games yesterday. Not for the Bills. Bills had kind of a blowout. Something like that. Zootopia had a big win over the weekend. Zootopia 2, record opening. This is the Disney Animal City sequel. Brought in $96 million in North America over the weekend. Earned $156 million over the five-day Thanksgiving stretch. If you add in, if you're starting Wednesday and go right through till Sunday, that was pretty good numbers. $96.8 million. Wicked stayed strong. Again, Wicked for Good was $62.8 million. Anybody catch Post Malone over the weekend?
No. So what did he do?
He was doing the Cowboys game. It was funny because he showed.
I liked him.
He had video of him on one of, you know, the big network cameras that are kind of, they move around and the camera operator is in a chair and he swings around and I guess rides the camera chair. Hosty got in that thing and he loved it. He's like, I want one of these things. The big camera that goes up and down the side of the field, and anyhow, so he wants that.
Nice.
Fans are kind of petitioning, begging, and asking the NFL to consider Post Malone as a Super Bowl halftime performer after seeing the great job he did at the Dallas Cowboys game on Thanksgiving.
He was really
good. He did great.
He is Super Bowl worthy, if you ask me.
Live mic, no lip sync, just doing his thing, take it or leave it. Fans loved it. And finally this morning, Gwen Stefani just trying to put a shutdown to the rumors that she and Blake are donezo. Nope, put out a photo. They look like a lovey-dovey couple. We're fine.
Yeah.
So there it is. We're fine without any other explanation. The picture comes after fan noted the couple skipped the CMA Awards, hadn't posted much together as a couple, so people just assume they're breaking up. They say they're not. Everything completely made up, says them. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:27.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.